grace that we could become your children.
早在我们今天来到你面前的时候，求你的圣灵引导我们进入你的圣灵的工作。
When we come in front of you, may your Holy Spirit lead us into your kingdom.
开启我们属灵的眼睛。
Open our spiritual eyes.
打开我们属灵的心窍。
And open our hearts.
让我们完全的降服在你的面前。
May all surrender in front of you.
让你的话语成为我们生命的粮。
May your words become our food of our life.
让你的话语成为我们前进的方向。May
your words guide us.
求主你自己做成你手中要做的工作。May
Lord, you do the work that you intend to do.
让我们的心降服在你的面前。May
our hearts surrender in front of you.
也求主借着你的话语来赐福站在你面前的每一位。May
you use your words to bless everyone who is standing in front of you.
我们如此感恩祷告，都是奉耶稣基督宝贵圣名。We
pray in your precious name.
Amen. 好，大家请坐。我们每这个十月份呢是教会的宣教月。So
every October is a missions month for our church.
宣教月的中心当然就是宣教。The
focus of the missions month, of course, is mission.
但是我们首先要问一个问题：究竟我们教会啊，每一个教会为什么要宣教？The
question, the core question we need to ask us: Why do we need to go on the missions?
实际上，我们要知道我们为什么宣教，首先要明白这个福音究竟有什么价值。So
before we do that, we have to understand what's true value of the gospel.
如果我们仅仅知道来教会啊，可以认识更多的朋友啊，可以为我们这一个找到更多的乐趣啊，我们不一定会宣教。So
if we only come to church to find more friends and find more joy. And our purpose is not to go to mission.
如果我们仅仅知道上帝可以这一个祝福我们今生能够过得更美好、更充实，我们也不一定会宣教。So
if we only think that God will bless us in this life, we may not want to go to missions.
但是如果我们知道这一个福音它的核心价值究竟是什么的时候，我们才会去传福音。Only
when we realize the true core value of gospel, then we will go to missions.
所以，我们首先要明白福音的核心价值是什么。So
we have to understand the core meaning of gospel.
而且我们知道今天我们这个时代，我们究竟站在一个什么时代的时候，我们才会加快传福音的脚步。And
only we realize this, the where we are today in our life, then we will speed up our pace of spreading gospel.
所以我们这一个为什么宣教，实际上演变为两个其他的这个根本的问题。So
actually, this turned into two very fundamental questions.
福音的核心价值究竟是什么？What
is the key value of gospel?
我们为什么现在要加快传福音的脚步？Why
should we speed up the pace to spread gospel?
福音的核心价值究竟是什么呢？So
what is the key value of gospel?
福音不仅仅是让我们今天的生活过得更美好。It
not only to make we live a better life today.
福音的核心价值是关于到一个人他的最后的生死结局。It
really for the purpose of our eternal life.
或者说是关于永生的问题。And
it's about your eternal life.
如果你信耶稣，你还不相信有永生，你不相信有审判，那么你这个耶稣信的是不完整的。If
you believe in Jesus Christ, yet you don't believe there's eternal life, yet you have a judgment at the end, you have not a full understanding of what you have believed in.
甚至我们可以说，你还没有信耶稣。And
I would venture to say you have not believed in Christ yet.
所以我们看到，你看，在约翰福音3:16，我们如果不知道如何传福音，这一节福音就够了啊，这一节经文就够了。So
you know you need to understand the John, the book of John, chapter 3:16. You have to understand that to understand the meaning of gospel.
上帝说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。Lord
says. For God so loved the world that he gives his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have an eternal life.
这些经文非常清楚地告诉我们
，It clearly tells us，
人生有两种结局。
There's two ends for your life。
信耶稣，认耶稣基督为主的，就进入永远的生命。
For those who believe in Christ, they will have eternal life。
即使他死了，他也永远活着。
Even if he died, he will still live。
而且当耶稣基督再来的时候，他的身体也要复活，所以他成为一个完全在永生的国度里的人。
So when Jesus comes back, even his body will be recovered, and he become a complete person.
那不信的，没有信耶稣的人，他只能够随着死亡而进入永远的死亡。
So for those who does not believe in Christ, he will die and he will enter the eternal death.
所以福音是关心到永生或者是永死的事情。
So gospel is truly about eternal life or eternal death.
所以当我们传扬福音，带领一个人信主的时候，那就是这个意味着这个人从永死进入永远的生命。
Then we spread gospel to somebody, and then when he believes in Christ, Lord brought his life from death to eternal life.
所以我们知道福音是什么，它的核心价值，福音圣经啊，总体来说啊，可以说都是福音。
Actually, Bible, the whole book is gospel.
圣经告诉我们在今生和永生都该如何来准备和生活。
So, it tells us how to live a life for this life and the afterlife.
圣经甚至告诉我们夫妻该如何相爱。
So it tells us how a couple should love each other.
但是归根到底最根本的啊，是关于永生，这是真正的核心的价值。
And fundamentally, it's about the eternal life. That's the key value.
这也是我们啊，所以每一个教会神，为这个神的儿女，妈就是说必须要传福音的真正的原因。
That's the true reason why every Christian of this member of this congregation need to go to spread gospel.
福音是如此的重要，但是我们知道传福音是有时间限制的。
We know that spreading gospel is very important, but it also has a time limitation for each one.
就是说，传福音啊，它有最后的、有终结的时候了。
And also, it has an end.
或者说，福音的大门会关上的。
And in another word, the spreading of gospel, someday the door will be closed.
我们知道，当我们的一个朋友或者一个家人，他们并不一定在我们想象的时候离开这个世界。
As we know, our friends or our loved ones may not leave us at the time that we desire.
但是我们更加知道，有一天当耶稣基督再来的时候，所有的福音大门都关上，那么在那个时候，永远再也没有救赎了。
But we know when Jesus comes back, the door of spreading gospel will be closed, and some of them will never be saved.
所以耶稣基督再来的时候，也就是这个世界要终结的时候。
And the time when Jesus Christ comes back, that's the ending of this world.
耶稣说：“天地都要废去，我的话却不能废去。”
Jesus said, "The heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away."
那今天很多基督徒是倒过来的。
But many Christians look at the backwards.
我们觉得今天这个世界是如此的美好，啊，好像永远都不会废去一样。
And we think that this world is so good, it will never pass away.
而反过来觉得神的话可听可不听，但实际上上帝说天地都要废去，上帝的话不能废去。
And some people think that God's words will pass away, but it's quite opposite. Lord said heaven and earth will pass away, but his words will never pass away.
所以耶稣基督再来的时候，这个世界天地都要废去。
When Jesus Christ coming back to the world, heaven and earth will pass away.
在那个时候，福音的大门永远关上。
And at that time, the door of gospel will be closed.
没有信主的就永远不可能再信主。
For those who did not believe in Christ will never had opportunity, will have an opportunity.
在那个时候，审判将要来临。
And at that time, final judgment comes.
一切的结局都已经注定。
And the judgment will be final.
所以上帝说，当人子啊，在那个时候，人子在要在荣耀里面从天使降临。
And the Lord said, when the Son of Man comes in His glory,
万民死人活人都要聚集在他的面前。
All the nations will be gathered before Him.
他要把这一些看上去很相似的公羊，这个山羊、绵羊，要彻底分别出来。
He'll separate the people one from another, just like separate a sheep from goats.
把看上去很像的麦子和稗子也要分别出来。
And will separate those who are just like the next page. And will separate the good from the bad.
所以，而且最后还亲自告诉我们说，有的人啊要到永生里去啊，进入神永生的国；而有的人就要进入永远的刑罚。
And some of them will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life.
所以福音是永远的救赎，但是福音的大门有一天会关上。
Gospel is forever salvation, but the door of gospel someday will be closed.
而且更加重要的信息是，这个福音的大门关上的时刻将越来越近了。
And we're certain that the time the door of that gospel will be closed is getting closer and closer.
这个世界的终了越来越近。
The end of the world is near.
不要看到啊，今天外面阳光灿烂。
Don't think because it's such a beautiful sunny day outside.
以为这个世界啊将越来越美好。
And think this world is getting better and better.
圣经告诉我们，这个世界会变得越来越不美好。
And the Bible tells us the world getting worse and worse.
而且这美好的一切，也许在顷刻之间完全的废除。
And all these wonderful things may pass away in a matter of a second.
那最后，耶稣基督再来，世界的结局和末日。来临，他究竟什么时候呢
？So when will be the end of the world coming, and when Jesus Christ will come back?
具体是什么时候，没有人知道。
We don't know the exact time. Nobody knows.
只有上帝知道。
Only God knows.
但是上帝告诉我们说，会有很多的预兆，在这个预兆来临的时候，那么那最终的日子，也就是告诉我们近了。
And the Lord told us there are signs, and when we see the signs, the end is near.
那这些 sign, 这些预兆是什么呢？包括越来越频繁的战争，越来越频繁的灾祸，越来越频繁的或者严重的瘟疫都会降临。
So what are the signs? The frequent wars, famines, earthquakes, and plagues.
2022年当这一个。这个俄罗斯入侵了乌克兰的时候，我们觉得战争很快就会结束。
And the year 2022, when Russia invaded Ukraine, we thought the war would be end rather quickly.
但是我们看到战争好像要持久下去。
But it seems like the war is keep going on.
更可怕的是，这很可能还是一场核战争。
And even worse.It may be a nuclear war.
我们当然希望不希望它是核战争。
Of course, we don't wish it becomes a nuclear war.
但是我们知道俄罗斯是有核武器的。
But we know Russia has a nuclear weapon.
我们不知道他们什么时候，也许我们不知道，但是是有可能的。所以今天人类是在核战争的威胁下，人类会有被自己毁灭的可能。
Today, under the threat of nuclear.Weapon, the whole mankind could be destroyed.
战争灾害啊！你看，这里写的很清楚说，说什么时候会来临这些世界末日快到了呢？民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多数有饥荒、地震，这都是灾难的起头。
And when's end? And verse 7 tells us, nation will rise against nation, and a kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquake in various places.
你看今年一开始我们看到土耳其大地震，好七八万人死亡了。
Today we witnessed the earthquake in Turkey, and over 80,000 people died.
我们看到2023年的确是非常不平凡的一年。
And we witnessed that the year of 2023 is very much unusual year.
加拿大那个地方本来是一个气候很冷的，很少有这么。我们只听说加州有这个野火，但没想到加拿大的野火从三月份烧到现在。
So we never anticipated or expected that Canada will have wildfires, which last until today because it's such a cold place. We only expect that happening in California.
我们每一个人都感受到这一点。
Everyone can feel that.
我们在上个月还什么时候，我们看到这个天空都是黑的、灰的，我们这一个都不敢出去。
So last few months we have experienced that our skies are rather dim due to the fire dust.
加拿大的野火从三月份到现在还在烧啊，从西到东啊，到处都是野火。
The Canada's wildfire started in March. It spread from the west to east. It's still ongoing.
看这个，这是曼哈顿啊，这个雾霾。这个。
You can look at the Statue of Liberty in Manhattan, sort of being shaded by the dust.
六个月以后啊，前两天说已经这个野火的雾霾已经飘到了这一个人迹罕至的格陵兰岛啊。
The fire dust even spread it to the Greenland, which few life in reach of.
你看这一个天空全是黑的。
You can look at the sky.
所以我们看到这一个，这是一完全是一幅世界末日的景象啊。
It is really a thing that the world is near its end.
我们也更是看到非常诡异和怪异的一幕。你看夏威夷这个地方，这一个热带的地方啊，这个雨水充沛的地方，也发生了大野火啊。
And it's really ghostly that in Hawaii, the place full of tropical rains, it has major fire going on.
这一个度假的人间的天堂，在顷刻之间变成了这一个大火肆虐的地狱一般的东西啊，这个情况。
The tourist paradise and turned into hell in matter of minutes.
这个你看，这是大火前后这个美丽的度假之地，变成了这样一个荒凉和死亡之地。
See, you can look at the pictures on the left and the right. That is such a wonderful tourist place turned into desolate.
然后呢，在说那一个大火烧起来的时候，那很多人无路可逃，都是往大海里跳。
When the fire came, it's so fast, the people really has no place to go rather than to jump into the oceans.
这好像真的是世界末日来临前的一次小小的预演一般啊。
It almost like a rehearsal when the world comes to its end.
但是我们知道，圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督再来之前会有大灾难啊，这个大灾那个大灾难啊，比这要那不知道要厉害多少倍啊。
So Bible told us when Jesus come back, there are many catastrophe which is will be much much worse than we have.
圣经告诉我们说，在那个时候，很多人都说大山呢、啊、倒在我们身上。
And the Bible told us at that time the mountain fell upon us.
大山倒在人的身上砸死啊，那本来就是非常可怕的事情。
It is unimaginable when a mountain fall on any individual.
但是在那个时候，也许是巨大的火焰。那可能是比这个大山倒在身上，不是要更难受、更可怕多少倍，所以人才会说大山呐、啊、倒在我们身上。
So when the eternal flame will burn upon you, it will be even worse than the mountain fall upon everyone.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个世界在走向它的终结。
And brothers and sisters, this world is marching towards its end.
所以这是我们每天神的儿女都要预备迎接耶稣基督再来的时候。
So every day, as a children of God, we have been prepared to welcome the return of Jesus Christ.
这也是告诉我们，神的儿女在地上，赶紧要抢救灵魂、传福音的原因。
It tells us that as a children of God, we have to go to rush to save souls all over the world.
所以主耶稣都在来的之前啊，有这样一个这些灾祸、灾害要频发，是一个预兆啊。
So we know that before Christ comes, there are so many different things, bad things going on.
还有疾病
，and there are the, diseases.
COVID-19 啊，这一个2019年发生这样一个 COVID-19 啊。
We know that COVID-19 started in 2019.
我们谁都没有想到，四年后的今天，这个阴影还在我们中间徘徊。
So nobody ever imagined this ghost has lasted for 4 years and still is among us.
这是上帝对这个世界的警戒。
That's truly the warning from God to this world.
人类的智慧，一切的医疗措施，一切。在上帝面前都是如此的可笑，如此的不堪一击啊。
So the, all the wisdom and our humankind and its capability in the eyes of God is so insignificant.
人类要做的事情是赶紧悔改，回到上帝面前。
The only thing that mankind can do is to repent and come back to God.
所以我们看到这是灾难频发。第二个呢，预兆呢，就是人心更加的败坏，世界更加堕落。
So, second sign is that people's hearts get hardened and the world become more corrupt.
他说，到那个时候，末世的时候，人呢、啊、要彼此陷害啊，彼此的厌恶、这憎恨啊。
And before the world ends, people hate each other and they hurt each other.
而且呢，不法的事情要增多。
And they do many, many illegal things.
所以这个这一看到这个今天，我们以前啊看那些报道啊，这个我们觉得好像要这么残忍的事情发生呢。
Before something bad happens, we are wondering why such thing happens.
但今天我们已经习以为常，任何残忍的事情都已经习以为常。
So today, for those things we think.Abnormal today seems like we're used to.
因为这个世界残忍的事情太多了。
Because so many cruelty and bad things happen in this world.
所以我们看到这就是今天这个世界要走向灭亡的征兆。
So these are signs that the world is approaching to its end.
你看，我们不说遥远的事情啊，就说三天以前。在我们这很近的这个邻居是吧？费城发生了全这个全城的这一个大规模的骚乱。
We've not talked to things happened a while ago, even a few days ago, the violence and looting occurred in Philadelphia.
这个几百人在这里聚众抢劫，这个真的是好像这一个，我们不知道这真的是这个社会这个民主的国家居然出现这样的情况。
And several hundred people looted many stores in such a democracy.We never could imagine such thing could happen.
不法的事情增多，人心败坏，这是第二个征兆啊。
So many the people doing many things immoral and illegal.
而且呢，神的儿女信仰也会衰败。
And also, the God children, their faith also is declining.
而且，这一个对神的儿女的逼迫要增多。
And the persecution of God's children is ever stronger.
你看这一个，你看这一个，他说，耶稣就是说，人要那个时候，人要把你们陷在患难里啊，被要杀害你们。
Christ said in verse 9, "Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death."
你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶。
And you will be hated by all nations because of me.
不仅仅是在世界上其他的国家。
Not only the other country of this world.
在美国也是。
Even in the United States.
今天你不可以在教会、在学校里面、公立学校里祷告的。
In the public school, you cannot pray.
而且你今天如果说你是基督徒啊，你会觉得别人都会孤立你。
And if you claim that you're Christian, you'll be isolated in a school.
所以我们看到这一切都正在实现。
I know we say this is keep going on.
而且很多人信仰会跌倒的。
And many will turn away from their faith.
而且呢，这一个很多的假先知也会起来迷惑信徒。
And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people.
假先知在哪里？
So where are the false prophets?
你以为假先知会打一个标签哦，这个是假先知吗？
So you think that the false prophet will put a label on his forehead?
你以为假先知离我们很遥远吗？
You think the false prophet is far away from us?
今天勇敢地传扬神的真道，这一些传道人，这一些神的这一个使者，可能会被人拒绝。
Today, for those missionaries who bravely to spread God's words, they may be rejected by many many people.
而那一些讲一些不疼不痒的、没有十字架的。那一些这一个笑话啦、故事啦、啊这样的讲道，也许会更让人受欢迎。
For those who talk sort of don't talk about a cross or saying something sort not too rather indifferently, they may be better received by people.
也许今天的教会的讲道标准是有多少人在发笑啊，有多少人笑，那么讲道就是更好。
So today, in many churches, the pastor is judged by how many people laugh when the pastor preach.
圣经告诉我们说，《使徒行传》里面告诉我们，彼得第一次讲到三千人信主。
So the Bible told us when Peter first time he preaches, 3,000 people come to Christ.
为什么三千人信主
？Why 3,000 people？
在那之前有一句话说，众人觉得。扎心。
And it said, all the people feel their heart are hurt.
觉得扎心才会悔改。
So only when they feel hurt, they will repent.
不是觉得舒服才会悔改。
It's not because they feel good, they want to repent.
不是觉得我讲的这个讲的让我发笑，让我高兴啊，我才会悔改。
It's not because what the pastor said make me laugh.Make me happy, make me repent.
因为上帝的话带着真理，带着真实的真理，带着永恒的真理，带着永恒的真相，让我们看到我们的光景的时候，我们才会觉得悔改。
Only when we hear the Lord's true words, then we will repent.
所以我常常给大家反复说，我们必须重生。
So I always tell everyone.We have to be born again.
也许我们不可能每天都有明显的生命改变。
We may not have a change our life daily.
但是如果你信主十年、二十年，还在做同样的事情，你很可能没有重生。
If after you believe in Christ for 10 years, 20 years, your life has never changed, you may not have been reborn again.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天这个时代，我们。有很多很多的不称为先知的、不敢称为先知的人，实际上在做假先知的事情。
So in this world, so many people do not dare to call themselves prophet. They are doing the work of false prophet.
我们深受那一些假福音、假信息的困扰，然后我们常常的自以为感觉良好。
So we are often be bothered by those false gospel and false prophet.
所以。末世的征兆，这也是告诉我们末世的时候，信徒会从真正的信仰中跌倒。
It tells us when the world needs to end, many faithfuls will fall.
所以当这一切征兆来临的时候，也就是主耶稣基督再来的日子近了的时候。
When these things signs show up, it also tells us Christ is coming soon.
主耶稣说啊。你可以从无花果树学到这个比喻。
Lord said, "Now learn this lesson from the fig tree."
当你看到无花果树这一个发嫩长叶的时候，你知道夏天就肯定来了。
As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near.
同样的，当你看到这些战争灾祸、人心变坏、信仰跌倒这些善意来的时候，那么耶稣基督在的日子也就近了。
So similarly, you see the sign that the evils in triumphant and faithful's failing, and we know Lord is coming soon.
这就是告诉我们，耶稣基督再来是必须的，也是肯定的。
It tells us Christ will come back. That is a sure thing.
也许很快很快。
It may be very very soon.
所以我们要加快传福音。
So we need to speed up to spreading gospel.
所以有人在这一个在彼得后书里面，彼得啊说了一段话。
So at Second Peter, Peter says so.
他说末世的时候必有那一个那很多这一个好讥笑的人就会讥笑。
After all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires.
主要降临的应许在哪里呢？
They will say, "Where is coming?" He promised.
我们天天教会里说主要来了，主要来，哪里要来了？这个万物跟起初创造的是一样的，每天都一样，没什么区别。
Ever since our ancestors died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of the creation.
不要吓唬我们。
Don't scare us.
什么再来？我过得很舒服，没关系，没有什么再来不再来。
What are you talking about the coming of Christ? I live in a pretty happy life. I'm not going to worry about it.
所以彼得已经说过了，有些人就会这样想，就会这样，甚至于讥笑的。
So Peter told us so, and many people even going to ridicule the people who believe in him. Is what he said.
但是彼得说他们是要故意忘记。
But Peter said, but they deliberately forget.
故意忘记什么呢
？What do they forget?
2000年前啊，那些讥笑的人，他们都忘记了啊。
For those people, 2000 years they forgot.
那个时候的世界实际上也不是上帝创造的开始那个世界。
That time 2000 years ago is not the world which he created at the very beginning.
意思就是说世界绝对不是跟以前是一样的。
It tells us the world is not the same as before.
在那个时候我们知道挪亚大洪水来了以后，他重新洗刷的后来一个新的世界，就不是神所创造的那个世界。
As you know, when Noah's flood occurred, the Lord flooded this world, and the world after that is different from the world He created in the very beginning.
上帝创造的那个世界已经被大水淹没消灭了。
The world which Lord created in the beginning was flooded by the Noah's water.
当然，啊，当然，那个新的那一个世界和那一个旧的被洪水冲灭之前的世界，可能本质上差别不是那么大。
Even though the world before Noah's flood and after may not be fundamentally that much different.
但是问题是，当时这些人他忘记。这个世界已经被洪水消灭过一次。
But those people forgot, deliberately forgot that the world has been destroyed by the flood already once.
更重要的是
，even more important，
今天这个世界
，today's world，
同样要最后完全的再次完全消灭。
This world will be completely destroyed again.
这个中文有点绕口啊，你看英文更清楚。
You see, English will be much more clear.
By the same word, 被由这根据上帝的话语，今天这个世界只是短时存留。为了什么存留？为了将来的大火焚烧，暂时存留。
So, as verse 7 said, by the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the days of judgment and the destruction of the ungodly.
今天这个所谓美丽的世界，它存留的原因是为上帝最后的怒火要烧毁而存留的。
So today, so-called this very beautiful world is actually reserved for the fire being kept for the days of judgment and destruction of the ungodly.
这么美的世界为什么要烧毁呢?
Why Lord want to burn this world?
因为圣经告诉我, 刚才说得很清楚, 这个世界越来越会充满罪恶。
As Bible said, this world is gradually getting more and more wicked.
充满罪恶的世界, 再美丽, 那更显出它的邪恶。
So the world is full of sins, even though it looks pretty, but it's even more wicked.
当一个美丽的女人, 她心肠非常邪恶的时候, 你会感到更加的可怕。
When a very, very pretty woman, she has a very wicked heart, it's even more scary.
你如果看到美丽的度假天堂夏威夷, 也是充满了邪恶, 那你会感到更加的可怕。
When you look at Hawaii, such a wonderful tourist heaven is being scorched, you realize how scary it is.
那有人又会说了，啊，这过了两，这个彼得说这个话已经2000年了，那2000年以后，这不是还很好吗？哪里有什么主再来呀？
So some people will say, after what Peter said, the world has existed for 2,000 years. What are you talking about?
在上帝眼中，是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
But with the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day.
如果千年算一日的话，我过了2000年，我们在神的眼中只有2天。
In Lord's eye, the 2,000 years is just like a day.
当然了，那也不是说再过第三天来还过1000年，那可能你半一天都没有了啊。那这我们不知道。
So we don't know what the third day will be. Maybe it's not 1,000 years. Maybe truly is one day.
那为什么好像主好像迟迟不来呢？
Why Lord is still not coming?
这里说得非常清楚。
It's very clearly stated here.
神他不是单言，乃是宽容你们。
Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Slowness, instead, he is patient with you.
因为神他不愿一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Because not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
刚才讲了，如果耶稣基督现在再来了，
We talked about if it's Christ coming today.
那还没有认识主、没有悔改的人，永远没有机会了。
For those who have yet to repent or do not know him, they will never have an opportunity.
包括我们很多很多的亲人，
including many of our relatives.
这就是为什么主好像迟迟不来的原因。
It seems like that's the reason Lord has yet to come.
所以弟兄姊妹，但是我们不知道那一刻什么时候来到，所以我们要赶快的传福音。
But we don't know when that day will be here. That's why we have to hurry up to spread gospel.
而且我们再说，我们千万不要做一个像麦子的败子。
It's like a like.
或者我们千万不要做一个像绵羊的山羊。
It's not like a goat instead of a sheep.
所以弟兄姊妹，这一切告诉我们，耶稣基督再来是必须的，也是千真万确的。
So said, Lord will be here, that will be a must, and it's a sure thing.
主的日子什么时候来, 他要像贼一样来到。
When will Lord come here? But the day of the Lord will come like a thief.
像贼来到就是说, 他不会让人知道, 让人有意的, 假意的去准备。
And which means that he does not want anyone to prepare for his coming with a false heart.
而是真心的准备，而且是时刻准备。
Rather, it has to be sincere and always.
像贼一样来是你知道它有突然性，你不知道的，不，对吧？
Like a thief means that it's all of a sudden and nobody is prepared for it.
所以如果 你是防贼的话，你是时刻都要准备好。
If you prevent a thief, you have to be alert all the time.
所以这一切告诉我们，我们时刻要准备主的再来。
It tells us we have to be prepared.
所以我们这告诉我们，我们现在这个福音使命可以说是最后的福音使命。
It tells us it's our final mission.
而且告诉我们，言外之意就是说，我们可能以后想传福音都没有机会了。
It tells us maybe someday we'll never have the opportunity to spread gospel.
当耶稣基督再来的时候，最后的一切都注定的。
When Christ comes, everything will be final.
当那个时候挪亚的日子，当那一次大洪水来如何来临，那么耶稣基督再来的时候也是同样的那一个光景。
As it was in the days of Noah,
我们知道洪水来临的时候，这一个人们根本不相信会有洪水，人是照样的吃喝嫁娶。
In the days before the flood, people are eating and drinking,
照样的歌舞升平。
And also the dancingAnd the singing, it seems like nothing is different.
但那个时候，不知不觉，洪水就来了。
And the flood comes.
同样，耶稣就再来，这个世界同样，绝大部分人都没有预备好，都同样像挪亚的时代一样，吃喝嫁娶，歌舞升平。
Similarly, when that will be the same situation when Lord comes, most people will do whatever they are doing. They are not prepared for it.
所以我们今天讲这篇道，希望我们这里的人不会像那个像当时的人一样。
So the purpose of today's sermon is that we, everyone here, is not going to like those people at that time.
洪水来临的时候，将来也是如此。就是说，两个人在田里面，一个人取去，另外就撇下。
It's just like two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left.
两个人在田里面干活。
Two people working in the field.
可能就是兄弟两个。
Could be a brothers.
可能就是父子两个。
Could be father and son.
一个人被上帝拯救，被上帝提走了，另外一个就永远的被撇下了。
One is saved by God, another one is left by God.
同样的，在那个时候，也许灾难来临的时候，两个人还在推磨呢，啊，还在推磨，还在准备搞多少粮食，但是就那个时候，神要取去一个，要撇下一个。
Just like two women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken, another be left.
世界的末了也是如此。
The end of the world will be so.
也许一家人里面一个人提取一个，留下一个。
Maybe in one family one is taken, one is be left, one is left.
当然我们不希望如此。
But we really don't hope such wish for such things to happen.
所以我们要警醒。
So we must be alert.
现在是我们最后的福音使命的时候。
So this is our last, final time for
the gospel.那我们究竟该如何的来完成这个福音使命呢？
How do we accomplish this mission?
首先，这个使命是对我们自己的。
So it's for ourselves.
我们自己要坚持坚守信仰。
We must hold on to the faith.
这里说，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
It says, but the ones who stand firm to the end.
在这个末世的时代，
又
会有很多很多的偶像。
We will have many, many idols.
我们只是不知道。
We just don't know.
金钱可能成为偶像。
Money could be idol.
工作可能成为偶像。
Work could be idol.
这一个个人的私欲可能成为偶像。
Your personal desire could be your idol.
这一个名利的追求可能成为偶像。
Pursuing the fame could be your idol.
很多人可能我们根本都已经离开了信仰，我们不知道我们还好像还在信仰里面一样。
For some of us, we left our faith, but we still think we are in the faith, in our faith.
忍耐到底的才能得救。
For those who stand firm to the end will be saved.
所以信仰它是一个现在进行时态。
So it's a
不是你这个说信主受洗，你就好像你的救恩，你的一切都完成了。
It's not because you're baptized that your salvation is completed.
你的信仰，这是告诉我们，信仰是每天活着，是真正的你以耶稣基督为主，你因为他活着，你因为为了他活着。
Rather, this faith has to be you live for him, and you believe in him.
所以信仰，所以坚持信仰、持守信仰的人才能得救。
for those who believe in him and stand firm to the end will be saved.
所以那一个另外一个呢，就要赶快的向他人传福音了。
And the second is speed up the spreading of the gospel.
主耶稣说，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后世界的末了才来到。
Christ said that this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
神的心意，在他来到之前，这个福音要传遍天下。
God's purpose is that his gospel will be spread to the world.
现在也许他没来，是他认为这个福音还没有传遍天下。
He is yet to come is because he doesn't believe that the gospel has been preached in the whole world.
或者他认为这个福音现在基本上已经传遍天下，但传的还不够透彻。
He may think that the gospel has been spread to the world, but it's not that complete and clear.
现在福音，对吧？从耶路撒冷，实际上已经基本上啊，绕了这个地球一圈，实际上已经可以说传遍天下了。
So today, the gospel started from Jerusalem has almost been spread to all of the world.
但是从大面上已经到天下，但是可能很多的局部地方还不够透彻。
And globally it seems like so, but locally it's still not complete.
所以神还在等待。
So God is still waiting.
但是神也说他时刻都会到来。
But Lord said he could come at any moment.
而且我个人认为福音现在基本上已经传遍天下了。
And I believe the gospel is basically has been spread to the whole world.
所以弟兄姊妹，这句话告诉我们，实际上神是在我们一个提醒，他来之前，教会基督徒要赶快赶快把福音传遍天下。
It tells us, Christ told us before he comes, every one of this church needs to go out to spread gospel as fast as you can.
那这一个什么叫传遍天下呢？
So what do you mean by spread to the world?
这也是关系到教会里面很多 debate， 经常讨论我们究竟应该在哪里传呢？是在这里传，那里传？究竟是在近处还是远处？究竟是哪里呀？
So we have lots of debate in our church. What do you mean by spreading gospel far or local and here or there?
这一个《使徒行传》一章八节实际上讲得非常的清楚。
Acts 1:8 told us very clearly.
他说：“你们要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地。”撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
You will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
这当然是当时给当时的这个耶路撒冷的教会说的。
Of course, Christ told that time to the churches in Jerusalem.
对他们来说，耶路撒冷就是他们的 local 啊，很近的地方了。
To them, Jerusalem is their local.
那Judea 啊，就像那个犹太全地，就有点像我们今天的啊。我们附近的远一点的，就像美国一样，或者说像我们这个州，对吧？像我们这个州，像马里兰一样吧。
So Judea and it just feels like today is like Maryland to as compared to Jerusalem that time.
那撒玛利亚就像我们今天的，就像我们只说今天的全美国一样。
Samaria is analogous to United States.
那地极当然就相当于全球。
And the ends of the world Earth is just the whole world.
所以当时圣灵告诉他们说，耶路撒冷教会，你们要在耶路撒冷和撒玛利亚和有道权利和撒玛利亚和地基啊，要知道在中间的这个词连贯词是 and。
And particularly, you have to pay attention to the word and. He said, the Lord said, "My witness in Jerusalem and in Judea." And in Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
不是从耶路撒冷到哪里，到哪里，再到地极，不是这样子的。
It didn't say that from Jerusalem to somewhere, and to somewhere.
这就告诉我们，宣教是本地和地极、外地、地极啊同时做的事情。
It tells us the mission should be local, yet too far away.
你想一想，很简单的道理。
It's rather simple.
如果都是只做 local 的，那些那每个教会都做 local 的，那些福音没有传到的地方，那永远传不到。
If every church is only do the local mission, then for the end of the world, nobody is going to go there.
所以这个事情是神说的非常的清楚啊。
So God told us very clearly.
那今天的信息综合起来告诉我们什么呢？教会必须以福音为中心。
So it tells us the gospel has to be the center of the church.
那个也这个教以福音为中心的教会究竟什么样的教会呢
？So what kind of a church is that centered? What kind of a church is a so-called missionary church?
我们可以总结十条、二十条，但我想简单的总结三条核心的。
We summarize in three points.
一个以福音为这一个中心的教会，是一个远处、近处、远处都要同时宣教的教会。
Is everywhere will the church will do the mission everywhere?
所以我们教会也要知道我们的耶路撒冷在哪里，我们的犹太全地在哪里，我们的撒玛利亚在哪里，我们的地级在哪里。
So our church, we have to know where is our Judea and Samaria.
当然，我们也不可能全球每个地方全部都去。
Of course, we cannot go everywhere in this world.
我们应该选择可能跟我们教会更符合的 local， 更符合的这个撒玛利亚，更符合的地级。
So we needed to find to select a place which is rather fitting to our church, the place such as the place as mentioned Judea, our own Judea, Samaria, and the end of the world.
那我们的特点是什么？
What is our own characteristic?
我们的 identity 啊，我们的这一个定位是什么
？So where do we position ourselves?
我们的优势是什么
？What is our advantage?
这就是我们宣教要制定的，是宣教委员会要特别思考的。
So this our mission committee need to contemplate.
所以这一个，这是所以不管怎么样啊，这个 idea 就是我们近处、远处、远处、近处，那一定，那近处当然要加快传福音，是吧？我们同时要做的。
So it tells us, of course, we're going to do local, and we have to do far away. That's the job for the mission committee now.
第二个，每一个人都要宣教传福音。
And second, everyone has to be a missionary.
在圣经里面谈到了很多的恩赐。
In Bible talked about a gift for many people.
有的人有教导的恩赐，有的人有赶鬼的恩赐，有的人有什么这一个治理教会的恩赐，但是从来没有说啊这一个。某些人有传福音的恩赐，有些人没有传福音的恩赐，没有这样说。
Bible mentioned many people have different kind of gift. For people who are teaching, for people who get rid of the ghost, but it never mentioned anybody has particular gift for mission.
因为传福音也不一定要会讲道的人才会传福音。
Because Bible, you don't need to be a person who knows how to preach to spread gospel.
传福音，我们可能这个月我们会继续的讲很多。那什么叫传福音
？So this month we'll talk about mission a lot.But what does it exactly mean? Say that you do missionary work.
你把人邀请到教会来，你来看，对不对？当时那个有些耶稣基督的门徒，那一个应该是腓力，就是说你这里耶稣在这里讲道，那比如说耶稣在这个叫什么？这个叫拿撒勒，还会出什么先知吗
？When Jesus invited Philip to church.He said Nazareth is a Christian.
那耶稣就说，你来看呢。
Jesus said, "Bring him here. You can see."
所以你把人，你可能不一定会讲，或者不一定敢讲，你把人带到神的殿中，那你也是传福音的一部分呢。
You may not know how to preach to other people, but bring people to the Christ. That's equally to bring people to the church. Equally to bring people to Christ.
总而言之，每一个人、每一个团契啊，每一个我们的，甚至说每一个聚会，都要有福音的导向和目的。
So in one word, so every person, every gathering, every meeting, we should have a component of mission.
教会的聚会如果仅仅是在一起聊聊天，在一起团契，在这里大家这一个彼此给一个问候一下，那个还没有达到真正的目的。
So when we gather together.At church, as a Bible study or any kind of gathering, And without a component of a missionary, it did not serve as a real purpose.
所以我们昨天这一次，我们昨天我们非常感谢神，我们那个叫什么叫我们的 picnic 做得非常非常的好。
Praise the Lord, we had a very wonderful picnic yesterday.
但是我们说我们这一次要吸取一点以前的教训。
But we said we have to learn our lesson.
我们就是说，像以前我们的很多教会搞活动搞完，活动搞完了啊，事情就完了。
Many churches once they finish the picnic, that's it.
所以我们不是要搞活动，而是要每一次的活动，每一次的聚集都有神圣的使命感。
So it's not doing the picnic for the sake of a picnic, rather than we have a purpose with for the holy mission purpose.
所以这也是我们特别强调，我们的来的新来宾、新朋友，我们都一定要登记好啊。
So we emphasize that we should register our new friends.
那登记好不仅仅就是登记好就算了，
那 not only that,
我们准备这些登记好的这些来宾，我们要 assign 到啊，我们这个跟进要 assign 到每个团系里面啊，每个团系根据他们的年龄啊，根据他们住的地方啊，那个 assign 到每个团系，每个团系要认领这一些福音朋友来跟踪啊，这些福音朋友。
So, we will follow up with these new seekers.And assign them to different fellowships depend on their education, their age, and their different situations, appropriate groups. So we'll follow up with them.
所以每个人每个团系参与传福音要落实到实处了，而不是说空说一下啊。
When we say we spread gospel, we have do it real rather than just talk about.
所以 everyone in mission 啊，第三个。Every day for mission, 就是每一天都要宣教。
And third, we have to do mission every day.
就像保罗所说的一样，无论得死不得死，都要传福音。
So we have to do mission. Doesn't matter where we are or what time it is.
不是我们这一个搞一个这个宣教月传，要宣教传福音。
Not just for the months of mission months.
我们就是所以教会永远不能搞一个这流。我不是说这个是个形式哈，但是总而言之，我说不能流于形式。不是这一个月，不是这一天来传福音来宣教，可能这一天也不一定宣教，我们就 听一些宣教信息而已。是不，而是每一天都要有宣教传福音的意识。
So mission is not just formality for the months of the mission months, rather we have to take action for our day in our daily life.
所以我想明年啊，我们这个宣教，这个传福音，就可能啊，我现在在想啊，可能就是我们明年的主题。
So, Pastor John is contemplating maybe mission will be our theme for year 2024.
所以我们就是说，一定要我们不是这一个搞教会不是乱一些 program 啊，这个月乱什么，下个星乱什么，真的是以宣教为导向，以福音为导向这样一个教会啊。
So our church is not only just doing the mission in the way of a formality, rather than we have to use.Mission in our daily life and guide our life daily in all aspects of our ministry.
因为福音是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
Because gospel is God's holy power, it will save all the souls.
而且主再来的日子近了。
And because the day Lord comes is near.
福音的大门要关上了。
And the gate and the door of a gospel will be closed soon.
所以我们要加快传福音。
So we have to speed up our pace to spread gospel.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你告诉我们这个世界的美好，也告诉我们这个世界的结局。
Thank you for telling us how beautiful this world, and also you tell us the final state of this world.
感谢你让我们知道你罪的工价就是死。
Thank you for telling us the price to pay for.For the sin is death.
我们更是感谢你，借着耶稣基督的宝血，也借着我们的认罪悔改，让我们罪得赦免，可以进入上帝的国。
Thank you. Through Jesus, the death of Jesus Christ, and through our repentance, we can enter to your eternity.
求主让我们每天做一个警醒的人。
May you make us every day to be a person who is faithful.
让我们预备好自己，让我们每天真正的活在信仰之中。
May you prepare us daily, and we live in your in the believing you.
也让我们做一个 加快脚步，真正的敢于传福音的人。
Let us to be the brave ones to speed our pace to dare to spread your gospel daily.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray in your precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢钟华。
双手为你工作，求用我声音为你歌唱，
求用我双脚行主旨意，求用我才敢荣耀你的名，求用我双耳听主吩咐，求用我心思为你策划，求用我祷告摧毁黑暗势力，求用我全人让你差遣，
求用我双手为你工作，求用我声音为你歌唱，求用我双脚行主旨意，求用我才敢荣耀你的名，求用我双耳听主吩咐，求用我心思为你策划，求用我祷告摧毁黑暗势力，求用我全人让你差遣，
求差遣我当你差我去之地，让我手成为你医治的双手，
让我口传扬基督改变生命的教导，让这世界借助其圣道，
求差遣我当你差我去之地，让我心成为你宽宥的出口，让我身全然献上开拓永恒的国度，让这世界
好，今天是我们每个月领取圣餐的时候啊。This is the fourth Sunday. It's the day for the Holy Communion. 那我们知道圣餐呢是耶稣基督亲自设立的啊，最主要的目的是要纪念、缅怀、纪念，应该是纪念耶稣基督。The major purpose of the Holy Communion is in remembrance of Jesus Christ who died for us. Okay.所以我们今天特别来到神的面前，也来思考我们在传福音上的亏欠，因为圣经上说我们要按照理来领取圣餐。 So Jesus Christ told us we must take the cup in a worthy manner. What is a worthy manner? That means we need to examine ourselves. What are our problem, what sin we have, and what the weakness were, what we don't do, what we should do, but we don't do. I think the major point here, combined with today's message, maybe it's the gospel. Okay, so 我们想今天就是说，来到神的面前，来思考我们在哪方面有亏欠，啊，也许我们在婚姻上有亏欠，也许我们在侍奉上有亏欠，也许我们是在奉献上有亏欠，也许我们更多的是在福音上有亏欠。所以我们求主圣灵来带领我们。好，那我们现在得请同工就把这一个圣餐发下去啊，这一个 ，so。Jesus said, this is my body, who broke for you. 啊，所以就是说，就像耶稣基督说的，这是我的身体啊，为你们舍的啊。所以就像他一个圣洁的身体为我们破碎啊，他本来他不需要破碎，也不需要进入死亡，但是因为我们的罪啊，为我们送上罪的赎价，所以他为我们破碎了啊。所以 he broke his body for our sin, died for the sin of our sin. So, 我们吃这个饼的时候呢，就相当于来，我们相当于就领受了他的身体他的生命就成为我们的生命。So when we take the bread, it means his body entered our life, and his life becomes our life, and we can live with him forever. 好，我们现在把这个拿下去So if you are already baptized, so you take the bread. If you are not baptized yet, so wait to the time when you baptize. Okay. 所以现在如果你还没有受洗的话呢，就暂时不要你我们希望你这一个信主受洗以后，也可以来领受圣餐跟主耶稣基督可以随时联合Okay, just distribute the bread.所以拿到饼以后，你可以安静在神的面前，可以做一个祷告看求主圣灵来提醒你在什么地方有亏欠求主特别的怜悯，也赦免我们一切的过犯When you get the cup and just pray silent with your heart and examine yourself, what you did maybe is not suitable for God's teaching andAsk God to forgive you.好，主说这是我的身体为你们舍的，你们要如此行为的是纪念我。 God said this my body which is for you, you do this in remembrance of me. 我们现在啊，带着感恩的心，那啊，为这 Thanksgiving heart and take the bread。饭后拿起杯来，他说：“这是我的血，为你的一种新约啊！”现在我们就开始把这个杯放下去，所以说他的血为我们流 ，This is the blood for our salvation 啊。在我们心中做工，是每一个人在这个时候都能够回转到人的面前悔改。所以说这是我的宝血啊，为你所流的啊，是我的宝血为你们所立的新约啊。啊 ，this the 啊 ，the cup this cup is the new covenant in my blood. So this is only not only give thanksgiving to the Lord who save us, but also when we take the cup, it means we set a covenant between us.And Christ, and He died for us, and we live for Him only. 所以这就是说，我们领受这个杯啊，不仅仅是说是感谢耶稣基督为我们死拯救我们，而且实际上它也代表着一个约，在我们跟上帝重新立约，他为我们死，我们应该为他活啊！感谢上帝啊！所以我们带着感恩的心，然后with the thanksgiving heart, we take the bread.With the Lord and united with Him and live for Him. Okay. 好，那今天也是我们